What's going on, Bud Mashes? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to episode 49 of SBR Reports. Hamtaro and Overwatch, EA's down a player, Nintendo's Banhammer, and PUBG Case Closed. And no, I'm not talking about a spinoff of the anime series Case Closed. I'm actually talking about the legal case.
I swear, these all sound like titles on Crunchyroll, though. Or Netflix originals.
EA's... Nintendo's Banhammer, yes, that does sound like a Netflix documentary. PUBG Case Closed, that could be an anime. EA's Down a Player sounds like a in-depth documentary about EA, and Hamtaro in Overwatch sounds like apocalyptic Hamtaro.
Which so a Netflix original.
It very well might be.
Speaking of...
The little, cute little... hamster properly called Wrecking Ball. His name is not Hamtaro, but don't tell the internet that. There's a video on GameSpot.com where there are two gentlemen playing him in the PTR, the public test region. And I gotta say, he's diva-esque. You know, you have a small Asian girl in a big mech. You have a small hamster in a big mech. Diva can dash and shoot things and has these rockets, and Hamtaro can dash and leave bombs and also has a grappling hook for some reason, I guess.
Well, how else is he supposed to get his food? Walk to it?
I mean, I guess if you have a huge mech, you know, more than 10 times bigger than you, why would you walk anywhere? That would be ridiculous.
But he's so cute.
He is. Like, he's cuter than Tracer. And honestly, it's about time that there was a hero cuter than Tracer. Some would argue that Torbjorn is cuter than Tracer, and it's always okay to be wrong.
Oh, you know what? We're not starting Flame Wars tonight.
No, we won't. But...
You just did.
Yeah,
I hear the comments already.
Too bad.
Screw you, Mr. Gamer.
I remember being on a Reddit thread... and someone was complaining that Torbjorn, like Hanzo, needs a wall ride mechanic. And then I also think that people are also complaining that Waluigi isn't in Smash Bros. Ultimate. And then I closed the internet for a while.
I mean, but hey, we got Ridley.
Because we needed Ridley, but then again, moving on!
And to uncharted territories for one EA developer.
We have Amy Hennig, who was the creator of Uncharted, leaving EA and starting her own indie development company, and I say more power to you. As reported by Eurogamer.net, last October, EA shut down Visceral Games, which had been working on a secretive, under-wraps Star Wars project led by Uncharted creator Amy Hennig. I really do hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly. The game, codenamed Ragtag, was said to be too linear by EA bosses. Okay, let me be frank with you. It doesn't mean that it was too linear. It means that we can't properly implement this game within our monetization of games as a service. So basically, you have a good idea, but it's not an idea that we could really make a butt ton of money off of putting the Star Wars label on it. So no.
But they could have made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So today at the Game Lab conference in Barcelona, Hennig revealed to Eurogamer's Bob Purchies that she had actually parted ways with EA as of January this year and was in the process of starting up her new independent studio, but had not yet had the chance to announce the change or set the record straight. When asked if she was still a creative director of a Star Wars project, Hennig replied, "I'm not. I have not worked for EA since January, technically, legally. Yes, this is a problem. It was hard enough for them, but people were immediately asking them, is Amy working with you? The answer was, well, we're in negotiations. Like, it was sort of the soft pedal answer. Similar to Sony's response to the locked Epic Games accounts. We hear what you're saying. We are providing you evidence that we are listening. Do we care? No. Are we going to be giving you a like, real answer?
It makes me feel like when Reggie said, you know, I know you guys want Animal Crossing. We understand you want Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing Pocket Camp is doing real good, guys. We'll see it in the future. Maybe. He said this, by the way.
Oh, I was there.
And I was sad.
But that's... Okay, considering the answers that we could have got, which could have just been crickets, it was something.
Oh, yeah, sure. But, like, you know, condescending answers are not the type of answers one would like.
No, no, it is not.
A straightforward yes or no, or we are still thinking about it, would have been great.
It would have been. Henning continued, stating, I'm working independently and staying independent. I just started my own little independent studio and I'm consulting with some people. I'm hoping to bring some people on board. I would love to have a little company of about 6 to 8 people, 15 at the most, and do some more projects, do some VR stuff. I'm consulting with some VR companies and doing a ton of research because I haven't played a lot to immerse myself in it. So yeah, I'm not doing anything Star Wars and who knows what the future may hold, but that project is on the shelves now. The Vancouver studio is working on something pretty different. It's really not, you know, once you go more open world, it's such a different game to the one we're making. Everybody loved what we were doing, and I would love to see us resurrect that somehow, but it's complicated. Unfortunately, when I read that, I initially thought of the developers of Rare, who left, did Playtonic, made Yooka-Laylee, and how terrible that was. And now, am I saying that that will happen with Amy? No.
But, you're a wiser, you're a more...
I'm smarter than I was before, and I'm not going to instantly throw my money
you're
at
something.
You're
also scarred.
Oh, I am
you're
hurt.
You're also burned.
I am hurt.
You
am
have
hurt
been
deeply.
Burned by the world. So this might also be a teeny, teeny bit of bitterness.
Just a little bit.
I mean, you got the stupid shirt.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, see, you're not bitter. Not at all.
Not one bit.
Man, them lemons.
So, I may not be the biggest fan of Star Wars, and I realize that EA as a company, which will never get another cent out of me, may lose someone of importance. I wish Amy all the best in what she does. I hope to hear from it. Heck, I even hope to play it.
I'll give you a dollar.
We'll start to see where that goes. Our next story revolves people who have way too much time on their hands.
Also, a lot of entitlement. Like, my God, how childish can you be?
So, Nintendo has been dropping the ban hammer on not only people, more specifically their consoles.
You know, it does make me giggle every time I hear Nintendo banning anybody, because Nintendo's like the cool dad, the cool uncle you want to visit and everything, so when you piss them off, you piss them off.
Unfortunately so, because Nintendo is a family-friendly company, and the one thing that Nintendo doesn't like is porn in their games. Now, can there be fan service? Yes. Look at Bayonetta. Porn? No, that's a big no-no. But you're probably asking yourself, well, what are you talking about? For those of you who are unaware, Super Mario Odyssey had an update a few months ago called Balloon World. In this, you have an icon that is essentially representing your Switch and where it is in relative to your balloon. Basically, boom, here's your marker. People have found a way through an exploit of the Tegra X1 security, which is the graphic card of the Switch, they have found a way to put boobs and other lewd images on there where you have children who are, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old who are also playing this game.
4.
And, yeah, even though, I don't know if you should be 4 years old and playing the Switch. Anyway. But you have these extremely young, not-of-age children seeing this. And it's like, why, though? Like, seriously, why? And furthermore, there's the other side of this where huge Reddit posts are going around talking about how upset people are that their Switch just doesn't work anymore. They can't log in because not only have the specific users on the Switch have been banned, but that specific Switch itself is now banned from connecting online. Can you still play games? Of course. Can you play games and connect on that Switch anymore? No. Can you factory reset your Switch and try to get back in? No.
Yeah, they effectively just bricked you.
Like,
soft brick,
because you could, so you hacked our stuff. Fine. We're disconnecting you from everything else. You'll never get updates. You'll never connect to the eShop store. Though, that goes into another exploit that has been happening. There has been a homebrew OS for the Switch that has been circulating, where people have been able to get pirated games. Now, the Nintendo has since released anti-piracy measures where essentially they will check the code that has been modified versus where you are relative in the game. For example, let's just take Splatoon 2, a very commonly hacked game. You are an Octoling playing online with, let's just say, the Clash Blaster. It is just a far level game. Let's just say it's a level 40 weapon. You are level 20 and you haven't completed nor owned the Octo expansion. Yet, you are an Octoling with this level 40 weapon. Well, the Nintendo has now enveloped some sort of code where it sees that, says that it doesn't match, and then you're just kicked.
Yeah, you know, every time people are complaining about this, I just think to myself, but you know what you're doing is wrong. This is equivalent to a child crying because he got scolded for stealing cookies out of the cookie jar. Like, it doesn't make sense. Why are you mad?
Why are you mad?
You got caught? Because you're not sorry.
You're really not. I mean, especially with just the popularity. If you wanted to do something like this on, and by the way, I'm not condoning any of this behavior.
Granted, this reminds me of everything that went wrong with the Vita.
Exactly. Exactly. Vita would come out, people would mod it. Sony would come out with an update, they would go back and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. You know what you're doing is illegal and wrong, though. So you realize that they, Sony and Nintendo, but in this specific example, Sony, are going to take measures to where they are not going to be losing money.
Oh.
Because now you're hurting their bottom line, and you can't do that, bro. You just can't.
I just felt gross because I just thought of every self-righteous comment I see on Reddit when it comes to people doing things like this. And it's just like, you went through so many mental gymnastics, bruh.
For absolutely nothing. And unfortunately, there happens to be another huge company that got absolutely nothing.
They're a huge fit.
Oh yeah. A huge fit was golf thrown. Clap. International, mind you. But unfortunately.
I'm still laughing at that pettiness. That's petty.
But unfortunately, the copyright lawsuit between Fortnite and Bluehost PUBG has been dropped. We don't know if there's a settlement.
No.
We don't know any more than just they are just no longer pursuing the case. Now, my thoughts about this is simply that PUBG went to bat thinking that they could go after Fortnite, thinking that they had a case similar to the cases that they had with all the other mobile clones of PUBG. Unfortunately, they weren't going to strong arm the people who developed the engine that you made your game on. Like, really, though. Like, that was the thing.
See, what I like to view this as a power bluff move. They're like, we're going to do it. And Fortnite's kind of like, yeah, okay. We're going to do it. Yeah, okay. And then they do it. Like, we're doing it. Uh-huh.
Like,
let's see how much money you're willing to spend.
Yeah.
Files nails.
Like, because at this point, it's like, eh.
Bigger wallet.
Yeah. So, as reported on Bloomberg.com, the studio behind PlayerUnknown's Battleground has dropped its lawsuit against the creators of the global sensation, Fortnite, ending a legal battle between the two of the world's hottest games. PUBG Corp sent a letter of withdrawal to Epic Games Incorporated attorneys on Monday, and the South Korean case has since closed, according to the website of the local court system. PUBG and its law firm confirmed the action, but wouldn't say why, nor whether a settlement had been reached. Representatives for Epic in Korea had no immediate comment. PUBG, an affiliate of South Korean studio Blue Hole Incorporated, has sold more than 44 million copies of its marquee title for personal computers and Microsoft Xbox since its launch last year. But the Hunger Games style has seen its popularity wane as Fortnite has waxed. Like PUBG, Fortnite features 100 people slaughtering each other. Nice choice of words, Bloomberg. But differs by letting players build fortifications similar to Minecraft and using cartoon-style-like graphics. To complicate matters, Epic provides PUBG with this Unreal Engine technology used to create PlayerUnknown's battlegrounds and an industry standard for professional game developers. And there's the kicker. There really isn't anything saying that Fortnite couldn't make a battle royale game, and PUBG is using Epic Games' Unreal Engine. Unfortunately, it's just truly a case of, oh, you did this. I see what you did there. I'm gonna go make it better. And look at what they did. I recently came across an article stating that Fortnite's popularity was because it was free to play. I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that it was free to play.
It's literally the marvel between the two. We went over this.
Like,
it's funner.
It's fun. And I am a firm believer, first and foremost, video games should be fun. You don't have to be pretty. You don't have to be exciting. But you must be fun. Fortnite is fun. I played a couple of games of I feel like we already went over this.
We did. Yeah. And I said, it literally is because it's Marvel versus DC. Marvel makes great cinematic universes. DC makes great animated films. PUBG is an animated film that's fun for people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a movie.
No.
Fortnite, that's from what I've seen because, you know, I don't really play these games. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot more entertaining to watch.
It is. I mean, even just saying the word Ninja Blevins just... this explodes. Come on. Like, Fortnite has shot him to popularity. He was popular before Fortnite. And then he started, and then, you know, the whole thing with Drake and then all this other sort of stuff happens. And look at him now.
Drake kind of came on the scene and was like, oh, this looks like fun, eh? That was my Canadian.
Duly noted. So, I'm not surprised by Fortnite's popularity. I'm not surprised at PUBG's failure with this lawsuit. They were just a little too greedy, and unfortunately, it just really didn't pay out for them in the end. Another thing, so, this is going to, now that we're kind of just wrapping things up, next week is going to be the 50th SBR Reports podcast. I'm not quite sure exactly how we're going to be playing this out, because it's going to be our 50th. It's, you know, kind of a big deal. Let me know if you guys want it to be live and you want to see our faces or I don't know. I'm just like, it's just a really big deal.
I mean, we can make a Twitter poll.
We could. We actually could. Can you do that?
Yes, Mr. Gamer, I can do that.
Awesome.
If you say please.
Please.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Then. So there's going to be a Twitter poll to try to figure out exactly how we're going to do this because, wow, 50 podcasts. Somehow I kept you guys' attention for 50 podcasts, or at least what the statistics are telling me, and you guys have bots downloading these things. I really hope not. Don't waste the bots' time. But, as always, I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty the Ball.
Signing off.